Swamiji, I want to take up where we left off on Friday. Swamiji was talking.
Really? Two topics.
Two topics?
No, a question.
Two questions.
Can, one or alternative, another one. So to discuss whatever.
Okay. Either antakarana shuddhi, you know, how to be with the different interjects inside, or Swamiji has often talked about how to be with kind of the inner child in order to let different parts of the psyche mature. That's one question. And another would maybe perhaps to continue on with the discussion we had on non-duality.
Yeah, third topic. Anything related to non-duality?
Just now, in the text, there's a discussion, very interesting discussion. The discussion is based upon the swarthaha parartaha, these two words. This is one approach. It is not the only approach. Swarthaha parartaha. The chair is parartha. It is meant for some use. And the use is for the conscious being. And therefore, these achetana padarthas, the objects which are insentient, are meant for chetana. And therefore, chetanaha, the one who is a conscious being, is a swartha. And he does things various things, all for his own. For his own well-being. And whereas, even suppose he does service, that's all for his own well-being. He has got a bigger circle. He is mature enough to include a few more. Parartaha means, so what is not, what doesn't have, it doesn't have its own consciousness, and therefore not endowed with consciousness, and therefore it is always parartha, like a plate, like a cup and saucer and all that. Then there was a Purapaksha. It's a very interesting Purapaksha by the Shishya. Is that the employer-employee? There are two fellows. The employee, for his own sake alone, he is there with the employer. The employer employs the employee for his own sake. Therefore, there are two swarthas. The endowed with consciousness, this particular expression, there are two swarthas. Therefore, advaita hani. There is no advaita. One for each other. There are two sources of consciousness. That's where Shankara says, I told you that the whatever you objectify, is Pararta. And the one who objectifies is Swartha, means is Chetana. And here, you are talking about two sources of consciousness. When I say, this fellow is Chetana one, the Chetana one, the Chaitanyam, the consciousness, endowed with consciousness means not two fellows. Two things are involved here. There is one person who is endowed with consciousness, like a dandi. When you say dandi, dandaha asya asti, dandin, that pratyaya reveals asya asti. Therefore, he is a dandin. And when you say this matup pratyaya, and that is, so chetana van, chaitanya van, if you say that. That's a pratyaya revealing possession. So the one who possesses consciousness, there is a lot of difference between the one who possesses a walking stick and the one who possesses consciousness. Because the consciousness is the one. There is no possession. There is no possession and possessor. There is no duality there. There is only one consciousness, Chaitanyam. Therefore, Agni Ushnavata, Abheda, there is no difference between Chetana one and the Chaitanyam. There is no such, and the Chittimat, it was said, Chittimon. Chittihi means consciousness. And so Chittimon, one who has got consciousness, the one who has got consciousness is consciousness. Therefore, there is no second source of consciousness. Why? Because this asesha pratyaya, all without any exception, all the pratyayas, including the subject, and all forms of objects and their perceptions, modifications of the mind, all of them together. This fellow says, what about me who is aware of all of them? I also undergo change. When I see an object, a colored object like a blue, yellow, then I recognize it's blue, yellow. And the blue, yellow, if I recognize, the recognizing person also undergoes some change. Otherwise, how will you recognize discrete objects? And therefore there is a small change on the part of upalabdhra. Palabdha, upalabdhra means the subject, the knower. Then he says, this upalabdhra, if that fellow undergoes change, are you conscious that there is a change? Yes. And that's okay. That's okay. That change you are conscious of, and therefore the upalabdha, the knower, and all that is knowing, and everything that takes place in the mind, all asesha pratyayas. All of them are lighted by what consciousness changes kutastha And that is what I say, Atma Kutastha. And that is what is Advaya is. The subject-object. So he is talking about two subjects. One subject Swartha, the other subject Swartha. He is talking about subjects. But really if you see what is being talked as Atma, that is the old confusion. He is the superimposition. Karyakarana Sanghata, the Kartrutvam, everything superimposed upon the Atma. And therefore you can get Kartaraha, duality. You can get duality. Karta, Kartarau, Kartaraha. The Kartri duality, Bhoktri duality, the doer duality, there are many doers, and there are many experiences, but all of them are to be lighted by a changeless consciousness, otherwise you will never recognize change. And that accounts for non-duality. Now that limitless Kutastha Chaitanya is called Brahman. And the Jagat is nothing but that Brahman. Sarvam Kalvidam Brahman. Neha Nanasti Kinchana. All these are but Brahman. A second thing doesn't exist. A second thing separate from Brahman doesn't exist. And then the question is raised, what about Maya? What about Maya? Maya is Jagat. Jagat is Brahman. Where is the second thing? Jagat is Brahman, words and meanings. Jagat is words and meanings. And they are Brahman. Therefore, the anirvachaniyatvam is important here. Mithya and all that we say, then still there is non-dual is affected, because non-dual is not affected because mithya is satya. Non-duality remains this, because it's all from the perceivers, the perceivers' point of view. There is a nama-rupa. The one who is looking at the world, he sees subject-object. In other words, subject-object. This subject-object is what we say mithya. This is Brahman, which has got this attribute of being a subject and being an object. This is more precise way of dealing with it. Being the subject, being an object, does it affect Brahman in any way? Does it in any way inhibit non-duality? You have to count. Duality means you have to count. If you cannot count, subject is Brahman, object is Brahman, and therefore where is the second thing? Subject is Brahman, object is Brahman. There is no third thing, second thing, third thing, fourth thing is not there. Subject is Brahman, object is Brahman. Then why do you use the word subject? Then why do you use the, what is the necessity for using the word subject? That is the glory. Without the subject, without the subject, there is no subject matter to even discuss. There is no subject matter. Subject is there, and therefore there is a subject matter. There is a discussion, and there is an object and all that. So subject-object is the manifestation. If you want to use the word manifestation, it is not satyam, it is not asat, to dismiss that it is asat. Asat word has got two meanings. One is tuccham. Tuccham means non-existent, and that's only an expression, non-existent. That also is not a correct thing. Not tuccham. And then again, there is false, like subjective, and prajvasikam, like dream, etc., like the rope snake. That is called prajvasikam, you project. It's all within the nama rupa. There is vyavaharikam, there is prajvasikam. The Pradipasikam is very useful for us to explain how the subject can be confused. And the subject and the object, and for which there is this on the part of the subject, there is this conclusion that this is false, this is real. That real is under discussion. False we are not discussing, is all asat. There is nothing to discuss. What do you call real? The real part. We are not discussing rope snake. We are talking about real part that holds water. That reality. Is it a plus? There is no plus or anything. We don't use the word plus. There is no plus. Alright, what is that reality? We say, you tell me, what is that reality? Part, you say, is an attribute. Partness is an attribute. That which has got part, that which has got partness is part. Alright, what is that partness? Where is that partness? Is it for clay? Because there is no substantive called part existing there to have the partness. Substantive part being not there. This partness should be an attribute of clay. You better don't tell clay. Because clay doesn't want to be confined to partness. If you say clay has got the attribute of partness, we will ask, so this partners, oh clay, do you have partners? What? Part. No, partners. Do you have partners? What does it mean? Is it your attribute? Hey, I am clay. Where is partners? If it is its intrinsic attribute, yatra yatra partners, wherever there is clay, there is partners. Wherever there is partners, it should be clay. Both are not true. Wherever there is partners, it can be plastic, it can be steel, it can be copper. And therefore, partners is not an intrinsic attribute of clay, then extrinsic attribute, somebody said, it is an attribute away from clay. That has nothing to do with clay anyway. Why do you discuss with me, clay says? If it is external to me, so why do you discuss with me? No, it is a kind of an incidental attribute. Incidental attribute. How? Because we look at you as a part in some places. Oh, that's information. That's okay. As long as I am what I am, whatever you see, you see. I remain clay. I always remain clay. Mrittika eva satyam. And therefore, it is a superimposed attribute, mithya attribute, let us say. The superimposed means, then there are other issues involved in that. It's a mithya attribute. What does it mean? Sat asadhyam anirvachaniyam mithya. There are two definitions of mithya. Adhishtana ananyati is mithya. Sat asadhyam anirvachaniyam mithya. So that which cannot be dismissed as asat, and that which cannot be said sat at all, that is mithya. Therefore, where is Advaita Hani? Because one more sat is there, then only Advaita Hani. Hani means the destruction of Advaita. So one more sat is not there. One more reality is not there. And this anirvachaniya is what we say the glory, vibhuti of Ishvara. Brahman as jagat cause is Ishvara. And therefore this anirvachaniya shakti also, you can say shakti, maya, shakti, anything you say, it is anirvachaniya. The causal level also is anirvachaniya, the unmanifest. Has got the potential to become manifest. And therefore, Brahman has this anirvachaniya shakti. From the jagat standpoint, from its own standpoint, there is no anirvachaniya shakti, like even the clay doesn't know that I have the attribute of partners. The clay doesn't have the attribute of partners. But the onlooker has got a part to see, and therefore he attributes these partners to clay. And this similarly here, from the standpoint of the jagat, etc., there is this attribute. Because we cannot, if everything is Brahman, we can't say we are imputing some attribute. But we see the jagat. We experience the jagat. We are trying to understand the truth of this jagat. We are not trying to understand the truth of something else. We are trying to understand what we confront, the subject-object. And the subject-object truth happens to be Brahman. And both of them are Brahman. And Brahman by in itself, when I understand that, it happens to be the self. And it's a self-revealing self. And therefore, I cannot even dispute that it has got any other attribute or anything. And therefore it's free from attributes. Then when I look at as the subject and object and all that, okay, add to the limitless consciousness kutastham brahman. Kutastham, changeless. To that brahman, add all this subject-object. Subject-object is enough. Don't add anything else. Subject-object. Object can be devatas, object can be anything, subject-object. And the subject being subject is an attribute. Object is another attribute. Both these attributes, subject-object attributes, are neither satyam. Satyam is already self-revealing Brahman. Nor it is false, which is subjective. False also is nama-rupa. False also is nama-rupa, is a possibility of committing a mistake. Because the onlooker subject can commit mistakes. And therefore the subject's mistake. That is also a possibility. And that possibility doesn't exist for a table, for a chair. It can't commit the mistake of taking itself to be so something different. Or the chair will not commit the mistake of taking the table as another chair. Or whatever. It's all within the creation. And therefore, within the field of objects, the subject-object addition is not an addition. The necessity for purnamadav purnamidam is that. You know, that is cause is purnam, effect is purnam. And the effect came from cause purnam. This purnam came from that purnam. And from that purnam, this purnam is removed. Somebody said, we don't remove anything. This purnam is viewed as that purnam, original purnam. Non-separate from that purnam. Purnasya jagataha. Purnam adaya, purnam grihitva, purnam brahma iti grihitva. Knowing that it is purnam, brahma. Purnam eva vishishyate. What is there is purnam. Therefore, there is no advaita hani. Added also, advaita hani is not there, because it doesn't count. Without adding also, there is no advaita hani. The beauty of it is, you can be the subject and object. It's not a melting pot advaita. Everything gets dissolved and then advaita. Then it becomes dvaita. When the subject object is there, advaita is not there. When the subject object are dissolved, then advaita is there. This is some kind of thinking is there. Some people say that if all the thoughts disappear, then advaita comes. That's not advaita. Means when the subject disappears, then advaita. Yeah. That's not advaita. There's no subject object, that's all. That happens every day in sleep. Nobody is enlightened. If advaita is the absence of subject-object, there is no advaita.
But Swamiji, could I get a point of clarification? How can Swamiji make the capacity the very capacity for the manifestation of knowledge, the Shakti itself, Mithya. In other words, there's Brahman, and there is this Maya Shakti, the very capacity for the manifestation. We can look at the manifestation and say, this is Mithya. But how do you make the Shakti itself, the existence
Shakti,
of the Shakti?
A word. It's only a word.
But I need Swamiji to do it.
That the manifest, when you have to use the word manifestation.
But the Shakti itself that brings about the manifestation.
We can use the word Shakti. It's only for us to understand, because we see a world. And then we see a world here, Namarupa. There is subject object. This subject object can be either unmanifest or manifest. It's a cycle. Therefore, that they can be unmanifest, can be manifest, is also Brahman. Is also Brahman. That once we look at the Jagat and then we accept subject object, and then there is a discussion. This subject object, are they Brahman or separate from Brahman? We need to understand this subject object or Brahman. If the subject object are Brahman, sometimes they come like in sleep. So the subject object don't exist in sleep. In the dream they come to manifest. In waking they come to manifest. In deep sleep they don't come to manifest. They become unmanifest. And then again come to manifest. This is how Brahman is. The subject object are Brahman. Whether they are manifest or unmanifest, the subject object are Brahman. If they are unmanifest, that is only pointing out that there is no the creation. It only negates creation. This manifestation, unmanifestation, these two words negate creation, the beginning of creation, because there is an Arambhavada. There is a stand taken by the logician who says the whole thing is created. What is Abhava? Previously it was not there and it is created. And therefore it is Satyam. There is no such thing. What is not before created cannot be Satyam. Then we redefine the Satyam for that fellow. Hey, come on, what was there before, what is now here, what will ever be, that is called Satyam. Then he says, because it is created from absence, it is Satyam. No. For him, Abhava Pratyogi is Satyam. So that which is opposed to its absence is Satyam. We dismiss that fellow. What I say, it is the whole idea of manifestation and manifestation itself is to point out that there is no such thing as beginning. Beginning is only for one cycle. Beginning, and itself had no beginning, then that is what we say unmanifest. The same Jagat was there undifferentiated, now differentiated, again to become undifferentiated. This is Brahman. Then this is how Brahman is, we can tell. No, it happens to be the self-revealing consciousness, and therefore we have no doubts about this. They are Brahman, all right. So Brahman is free from all of them. That we need to understand. Therefore, this is the Advaita. This is Advaita that is talked about by the Shastra. There is no other Advaita we are talking about. We are not talking about melting pot Advaita. We are talking about subject, object or Advaita. All the differences, so are Advaita. The vision of Advaita is not subject to any dent because of subject object. That then only there is Advaita. Thank you.
Thank you, Swamiji.